Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome everyone to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, a certified hypnotherapist for over 18 years and a past mental health specialist, which I resigned from the state of Illinois at the Department of Mental Health in 1993 to open up my own offices and work full-time in hypnotherapy, which I now travel nearly anywhere in the U.S., working with small to large groups, helping people transform their physical, mental, and emotional state for the better and living life more abundantly. Okay, now this is actually part one of a 12-part program on mastering the mind, so that you can create the life that you really desire, create the life that you want to have, to be, to do, and to have, and what it is that you want, what you really want, instead of what you don't want. You're going to learn to actually to change any part of your life so that you can start by, if whatever part you want to change, doesn't matter if it's just a small thing, one thing, or many things, whatever it is that you want to change in your life, you have to start by changing your thinking. And one of the most common questions that I hear is, well, how do I change my thinking when all these thoughts just randomly just keep flowing in and they're just flooding my mind, I can't stop them from coming in, what do I do? Well, you're going to learn to control your thoughts as easily as following a roadmap to get where you want to go. This 12-part program is a consolidation of the best from the best, which includes, and these are all books, tapes, CDs, whatever, that I have read and listened to over the past years. I've taken it all from the best, which includes Tony Robbins, Personal Power, The Edge, and The Best of Tony Robbins. He's one of my favorites. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That should be a requirement that everyone should read, I think. The Power of the Subconscious Mind, which is a really very good book. It's also not a very big book, and it's great. It's Dr. Joseph Murphy. Those are probably my top ones. The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, which is very old. Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, that's by T. Harv Eker, and I actually know this man. The Key Master System by Charles Connell. Bob Proctor's You Were Born Rich. Harmonic Wealth by James Arthur Ray. Bob Doyle's Wealth Beyond Reason, and some of his other works as well. Bob Doyle is really very good. Jack Canfield's Key to Living the Law of Attraction. Small book, easy to read. You read it in a day or two. I'd like to get some feedback from you as we go through this program. And if you want to listen to any or part of the programs again, they are being recorded. So you can just go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/the power of the superconscious mind. And you'll be able to click on the little arrow there to replay any one of the programs that I've done. Also, when we talk about the power of the superconscious mind, you really need to know, why do we call that the superconscious mind? It was well known as the subconscious mind really up until the early 90s. And even in the old reference books, people thought that consciousness was down under. It was the underlying consciousness, quote, below the physical mind, unquote. We are so comfortable with using and knowing that the physical consciousness, that we knew that there was another whole other mind there, but what it was, we didn't understand. Now, with modern technology and extensive studies, we have soon come to realize that it was, in fact, a higher consciousness and one that we could work with and actually even control and use it for our benefit. A person who is, this is an example, a person who is in a coma, or comatose, was once thought to be unconscious, but we've soon discovered that they would actually respond to all stimuli, words heard, and yes, even a person in a coma hears and does respond to everything that's being said around them. And I have learned that from personal experience. My sister was once in a coma. She did respond to the words that was said to her. that subconscious mind, also known as the higher consciousness, your higher self, and now it's very commonly and very popular as known as the superconscious mind. I have preferred to call it the superconscious mind because that's exactly what it is. It is incredibly powerful, and it never shuts down any more than the heart does. It may rest like the heart, but it gets going whenever it's needed. So we're going to call it superconscious mind in this program, and you might even find me using it interchangeably with subconscious or even higher consciousness sometimes. Okay, the question is, why is it that some people attract success, wealth, power, etc., and they have great achievements, while others struggle with great difficulty? And yet, still others just fail altogether to reach their ambitions or their desires or goals or whatever they have. Well, great studies of wealthy people have proven that it is not physical, or nor is it based on education or background or even influence. The only difference is mental, the mind. The mind is the creative force, and it constitutes the sole difference between men like Mother Teresa and Charles Manson, for example. It's the mind that overcomes all obstacles. Now, we're going to go through a lot of material here, but sooner or later, all of you that are listening will relate to this sooner or later. Something is going to tap you on the head, and it's like a bell goes off. It's like, oh, yeah, now I get it. Now, for those who are still, the doubters, or have a lot of trouble believing such a thing, then I will tell you that from my own personal experience, I'm a person that I've been around hypnosis my whole life, and I started actually hypnotizing people over 18 years ago. I personally, myself, have walked across a very long bed of red-hot coals, more than 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. You could throw a hamburger down there and it would fry, but we walked across the entire bed without even a red mark on our feet. I've also walked across a large bed of smashed, broken-up glass, barefooted, and again, not even a red mark on the feet. How does one do that? By the power of the mind. And what I want to teach you here is how to use that incredible power that is in all of us. And it's really not hard at all. If you want to learn and use it, you can and you will. So the mind is the creative force, and it constitutes the sole difference between men, period. Some people have poor attitudes, and other people have very positive, great attitudes. It is just the difference between one person and another is in the mind. When the mind is fully understood and one can understand it and tries to understand it, you can work miracles. You will learn that the power comes from within. The mind is the spiritual part of you, and it's in every cell of your being. I always tell people that before we're ever hypnotized, because that is the mind that I work with in the hypnosis. The mind is the spiritual part of you, and it is in every cell of your being. And in every cell of your being has its own intelligence and responds to every word, every thought, and every emotion experienced. That is a fact. If you were wired up to an EKG and an EEG and blood pressure and a whole lot of other instruments to take all your vitals, and someone walked into the room and gave you horrible news, just devastating news, every cell in your body would respond and react to those words. Not in a good way either. On the other hand, it could be just the opposite. They could give you great news, just excellent news that was thrilling. And your body would react to the words that's being heard. So words are really very powerful, and the body does respond to your thoughts and to the words it's heard. And, of course, the mind creates also negative conditions just as easily as it creates positive conditions. And also, it's become determined that every illness and disease is mind, body, and spirit related. So when you consciously or unconsciously focus on or visualize lack, limitations, problems, or even your health, you're going to create these conditions. People get a little ache or pain and they start thinking, oh, I have cancer, I know I do. If they can think that long enough and start imaging, you know, what they're going to do when they find out and the doctor tells them they have cancer and how they're going to react to it and what they're going to do and where they're going to go and how they're going to end their life and get their will together, they'll create it. So you can consciously or unconsciously visualize whether it's something good or something bad, but you will create those conditions. And that is what most people are unconsciously doing all the time. There are universal laws, and we're going to talk about them, but the universal laws are relentless. These laws are in constant operation, and it's relentlessly bringing to each individual exactly what he has created from within. As within, so without, if you've ever heard that. The law of abundance says that whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. That is a universal law. Abundance depends upon the recognition of the laws of abundance and that the mind is not only the creator, but the only creator of all there is. Nothing can be created before we know that it can be created, and then we do it. We put forth the effort. Again, I'm going to repeat that. Nothing can be created before we know that it can be created, and then we put forth the effort and we do it. It's like electricity. Until someone actually made it a service, we had no benefits of the electricity. Now the world's lit up by it. Another universal law is called the law of cause and effect. It says that we now understand that for every result, there is an adequate and definite cause. So when a given result is desired, they seek the condition by which this result may be attained. When a person learns and understands the basic universal laws, they'll start to live life with the flow instead of going against it. So as we go through this 12-week program of Mastering the Mind, you're going to learn universal laws that are based on absolute scientific truth and will unfold the possibilities that now lie dormant inside of you and teach you how to bring this into action, increase your capacity and energy and mental elasticity. And when you gain an understanding of the mental laws, you will achieve results that are only now dreamed of with you. You will learn to use your mind power, we're talking about true mind power, which, by the way, will enable you to control your body, its health, and you'll improve your memory, and you'll develop insight, great insight, a much deeper insight into life and those around you. And that will be very valuable to you. Seeing possibilities as well as difficulties in every situation, you will develop mental power and be in tune with the infinite, which will give you increased independence and destroy depression, fears, and every form of lack, limitation, and weakness, including pain and disease. And it will help you to discover your talents and energies. And you will change your thought process. You will actually learn how to think. Now, I know some of you actually can laugh at that, but most people don't know how to think, how to use that thought process. The whole world is on an eve of a new consciousness, a new power and realization of the resources within ourselves. The last century, we actually witnessed the most magnificent material progress in history. And the present century will produce the greatest progress, I believe, in mental and spiritual power. So now pay attention and listen very carefully. Physical science has resolved, they've proven that all matter into molecules, right? They've resolved all matter into molecules, molecules into atoms, atoms into energy, and now energy into mind. And that energy into mind is another entirely complex issue, which I won't go into that in this program. But if you have any understanding of quantum physics, or there's a book called The Holographic Universe, which is a fascinating book, if you want to try to understand it. If not, just follow me here, and we're going to try to keep it simple. We're going to try to keep this as simple as possible. So let's look at the most powerful forces in nature. In the mineral world, everything is solid. At least it seems so anyway. It's visible. And in the animal and vegetable kingdom, it is in a state that is forever changing, always being created and recreated. In the atmosphere, we find that light, heat, and energy, it's there, but it's invisible. Each realm here becomes finer and more spiritual as we pass from the visible to the invisible. When we reach the invisible, we find energy in its purest state, and the most powerful forces of nature are the invisible forces. And the most powerful forces of man, the most powerful forces of man are the invisible forces, which is his spiritual force, and the only way which the spiritual force manifests is through the process of thinking. Now, did you follow that? The most powerful force of man is his invisible force, which is his spiritual force, and the only way that this spiritual force can manifest is through the process of thinking. Thinking is the only activity which the spirit possesses, and the thoughts are the only product of thinking. So if you just sit down and you're going to think, I'm going to balance my checkbook. When you add or subtract, that is a spiritual transaction. Reasoning with someone, trying to reason with them, is a spiritual process. To get an idea, that's a spiritual conception. When you ask questions, that's spiritual search, like spiritual searchlights or logic. Arguments and philosophy are spiritual mechanics. Every thought brings a reaction to certain physical tissue. And that's a fact. Every thought or word brings a reaction to certain physical tissue, parts of the brain, nerves, or muscle. This produces an actual physical change in the construction of the tissue. You know, I learned that when I was in eighth grade, and I thought that was the craziest thing then, and I know that even it's more true even today. This is the process by which you can change the failure to success. Thoughts of courage, power, inspiration, harmony, they're substituted for thoughts of failure, despair, lack, limitation, and discord. And as these thoughts take root, the physical tissue is changed, and the individual sees life in a new light. Old things have actually passed away. All things have actually become new. And he is born again. This time is born of spirit, life, and has new meaning for him. He's reconstructed and is filled with joy, confidence, hope, and energy. He sees opportunities for success that he was blind to before. He recognizes possibilities which before had no meaning. The thoughts of success with which he has been impregnated are radiated to those around him. And they, in turn, help him to move onward and upward. And what happens when you change your process of thinking and you replace all the negative thoughts with these positive thoughts that you focus on your goals, dreams, desires, whatever, then you're going to find that not only is there a physical change in the actual brain, the tissue, the muscles, everything, but you actually will, that radiates, of your thoughts actually goes out and permeates, impregnates the entire universe. And it goes out there where people, let's say, who are intuitive or psychic, can hear and know those thoughts if they know you and they've already picked up on that. So your thoughts and words actually penetrate the universe, all space out there. And when you are replacing those negative thoughts with these positive ones, that radiates out to everyone around you, and you will attract those people into your life or resources or money or whatever it is that you need to reach those goals and desires. If you can stay focused on it and you plan it and you think about it as much as you do your problems, you get rid of the problem thinking, then you're going to move onward and upward. You're going to attract new and successful associates, and then this in turn is going to change your environment. So by this simple exercise of thought, a man can change not only himself, but his environment, circumstances, and his conditions. You will see that the possibilities are so fascinating, so limitless, that it's going to be almost bewildering. Now, you have the power to do this, and you need to understand the power and to use it and control it. And you will. And we're going to keep this simple, and you're going to relate to it, and I will help you along the way on your journey here. As you gain understanding and your inspiration deepens, you're going to realize that it's not a world of timber and stone, but it's really just a whole world of living. It's a living thing. It's made up of beauty, beating hearts, and it is a life of beauty, and it is energy. We are living in an ocean of energy. That is going to be one thing you're going to have to realize and change your way of thinking. We are not living in a big world of solid concrete and roads and timber and buildings. We are living in an ocean of energy. Even concrete and stone is pure energy. It requires an understanding to work with this material here so that we can speak of, but for those who do come into this understanding will be inspired by a new light and a new force, and you will gain a greater power each day. You'll realize your hopes, your dreams, and as they come true, we're going to actually start here with some small stuff, and you're going to see as you're going to think, well, that was a coincidence. That just happened. Then you'll be able to move on to bigger things. One of the most, I'll say for myself, one of the most eye-openers, I guess you'd have to say, that, which I don't talk about to very many people or really very much, is that I can change my health, and I have many times. Whether it's actually an injury or an illness or something of that nature, I use my super consciousness to heal, fix, repair, and sometimes it takes me minutes, and sometimes it takes me hours, and it has even taken me as long as a couple of days, but it always works. So I figure at this point I surely live probably at least 100 years old. You're going to find that by using and learning how to use this incredibly super consciousness, this incredible power, you're going to have a much deeper and fuller, clearer meaning than you ever have before. You're also going to be able to maintain control over your emotions all the time. Okay, let's get started into some of the things that you're going to need to learn here. You need to know that the mind is creative. Conditions, environment, all your experiences in life are the direct result of your habitual and predominant mental attitude. And one universal law says, so within as without. So many people do not understand that when they hear it the first maybe 100 times, but everything around you, the life that you live right now, every area of your life the way it is, you have attracted everything that is around you. In your life, by your own thoughts, your own words, your own choices, you have created the life that you are living. And for most people, it is by default. You're going to learn to get control of your own thought process so that you can create the life that you really want to have. The attitude of mind the attitude is extremely important. The attitude mind necessarily depends upon what we think. So therefore, the secret of power, all achievements and all possessions, depends upon our method of thinking. This is true because we have to be, we must be, before we can do. And we can do only to the extent which you are. We are, what we are, depends on what we think. It's kind of like if I said, whether you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. If you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. But we must be before we can do. And we can do only to the extent which we are. We are what, whatever we are, depends on what we think. And I tell people, you know, sometimes we come here in three parts, mental, physical, and emotional. In spirit, we need to know that you can talk to yourself. You can talk to yourself like a third person. If you get down or depressed, talk to yourself. Get in front of the mirror where you get the reflection, which magnifies the energy there. And talk to yourself. Give yourself a good talking to. Raise that vibration. Raise your voice and get excited. You can talk yourself up just as fast, as easy as you let yourself go down. Okay, we cannot express powers that we do not possess. The only way that we can secure possession of power is to become conscious of the power, and we can never become conscious of power until we learn that all power is from within. There is a world within, a world of thought and feeling and power, of light and life and beauty, and although it's invisible, its forces are incredibly powerful. The world within is governed by the mind. When we discover this world, we shall find the solution for every problem, the cause for every effect. And since the world within is subject to our control, all laws of power and possession are also within our control. The world without, the world around us. When I talk about the world without, the world without is that world outside of us. That's the environment around you. That's everything going on around you. That is your world without. That's the outside, the conditions, the experiences, the environment. It is a reflection of the world within. The world within is in our mind, and what appears without is what has been found within. I want to make sure that you understand that. I'm not trying to confuse you, and this is not a play on words, really. This is actually scientific, absolute truth. What appears without is what has been found within. In the world within may be found infinite wisdom, infinite power, and an infinite supply of all that is necessary, waiting for unfoldment, development, and expression. And if we recognize these potentialities in the world within, they will take form in the world without. That makes sense? Tony Robbins has an incantation affirmation that I love, and it says, "All I need is within me now. All I need is within me now." You know, the first time I heard that, I thought, I need a lot of things. They're not inside of me. And I thought, well, that didn't make any sense. Well, now it makes perfect sense, and I understand it completely. And when I come to understand it, I've learned to use that power. And all I need is within me now. Anything you want to have or be or do, anything you want to create, starts within the mind. And when you focus on it, and you image it, you imagine it, you feel it, you think about it, and when you have that intention, that desire, and then it becomes determination, it's a drive within you that you don't give up. It's not just a want. It's not just, well, I want that, or I'd like to have that, or I'd like to win the lottery. It's not that. It's a goal that you are so determined to meet that you're going to overcome any and all obstacles in your path. And you create that first within your own mind. You know, if you're going to focus on your health and you want to improve your health, then you need to focus on a positive incantation or affirmation that says every day in every way, I am getting better and better and stronger, healthier and healthier. Or another one that's one of my favorites is, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. People have worked miracles with those incantations, saying them repeatedly over and over, filling that idle mind, that idle thinking within themselves, to putting a positive affirmation in there, which changes. And actually, if you have a health problem and you start saying that, just sit there and just relax and say it over and over in your mind, or say it loud enough you can hear it with your own ears, and you will actually feel a sensation of something happening in your body. There is a sensation of change taking place in the body. Or you can sit there and dwell on how sick you are and what you should do and how that's going to affect your life and so on, and you will only get worse. Another area that people are most focused on is finances, wealth, and money. If it is wealth that's really important to you, and having money or more money or being wealthy or whatever it is, then you need to have a desire, a goal, something that you're striving for. Find something that you really like to do. Maybe it's a talent or a strong interest, something you have a passion for. But it needs to be something that you can do, and then find a way to make money at it and be good at it. And if you have absolutely no clue whatsoever, then go to sleep with the affirmation that God helps me to find mega money-making ideas. God gives me mega money-making ideas. I don't know. And it might be in the middle of a dream or middle of a sleep, but that's what Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen, they was trying to make a lot of money, and they came up with the idea of chicken soup for the soul stories. And they collected stories, and they made a fortune off of it. But with the affirmation, if you have no clue what you want to do, and you can't be a waitress making $200 a week and have a goal of, I want to start making $3 million by next year. I mean, it's not realistic, nor are you going to be able to believe it. Whatever your goal, your desire, whatever it is that you want to have or do or be, you have to be able to believe it, because whatever the mind can believe and conceive, it will achieve. So if I told a waitress, you know, just keep focused on making $3 million, well, if she could really have that extremely high desire and focused on it most of the time throughout the day and night, you know, she may very magically and miraculously come up with her money. And I've actually known stories and I've read stories that's happened. That's not very common. But normally, whatever your desire is, there needs to be an underlying reason for it. In other words, you can't just say, I want to be a millionaire to be a millionaire. You know, what do you want to be a millionaire for? What's your reason? If you have no reason, you can't possibly have a really strong desire. And if without a really strong desire, you can't really believe it. So the mind's not going to really conceive it or believe it, so it's not likely you're going to achieve it. Okay, I got off on a tangent there. Let me see if I can't just get back here on track. What I'm trying to do is to teach you to create harmony within. The harmony in the world within will be reflected in the world without by harmonious conditions, which are agreeable surroundings, the best of everything, which you can wake up each day and enjoy your day. Look forward to the day, the people in your life, whatever it is that you do. It is the foundation of health and a necessary essential to all greatness, all power, all attainment, all achievements, and all success. You have to be able to create that harmonious world within. Now, I know some of you are sitting there saying, oh, but you don't have any idea what kind of problems I have. How can I create a harmonious world within when I have all these problems? Well, people don't just have problems, they create them. And those problems that were created all started in that world within. So I could probably sit down and think of problems I have, but I don't really acknowledge my problems. So I don't call, I don't even really care for that word. I call my problems opportunities, challenges, things that make life interesting. But my grandmother always said, have you ever seen anything that didn't work out? Everything works out. So you need to strive on simply just solutions and focus on the positive, the end result. Again, as within, so without. I'm going to say that enough times that eventually it's going to soak in and you're going to realize, yes, my world without, the outside world around me, my environment, is a reflection of my world within. So as within, so without. Your world is but a reflection of your inner world. If you want to make a change, start by changing your thinking. You know, don't we all have a good story to tell? Everybody's got a story. And as I am around a lot of people, when someone sits there and says, oh, this world is such a mess, everything's just so awful, you know, I think we're a communist country now, and I'm so broke, everybody's so broke, the world's broke, the nation's broke. And now I'm scared to death and worried about getting the flu. And now, do you think this person has any problems? I'm thinking they're drowning in their problems, and they can't even hardly breathe. Your world is what you make it, and that is a fact. And we are still free. We are still living in a wonderful country of love and adventure and opportunity. We still are. And if it's money problems, then focus on wealth and having enough money to come in and see the money coming in to pay the bills and see it, feel it, spend it in your mind. But we've all got a story to tell, and whatever that story is, maybe you should think about telling the story that you want people to hear. And I tell people, well, you've got a good story to tell. At least you, and they go, what? I go, well, you think it's a good story. You tell it often enough. When I hear somebody tell a story several times, oh, I'm so broke, I can't afford it, and so on, they must think that's a really good story because they just keep telling it. So if you like telling stories, why don't you make it one that you want to be true? Instead of I'm broke, you might put some humor in there and say, I'm temporarily financially challenged. And let people know, I'm buying a new car. And they're going to think, how do you buy a new car? Didn't you lose your job? No, I'm buying a new car, and I'm going to have it just as soon as that money comes in. You don't have to answer people's questions. You don't have to answer to them. You might say, I expect an avalanche of money to come to me. Keep saying that. I expect there's an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am so grateful. Keep saying it. Say it until you fall asleep at night when you go to bed. Say it as soon as you open your eyes and wake up in the morning. But focus on your bills being paid, not how you're going to get paid, worrying about them not being paid. Focus on them being paid, because they always get paid, don't they? Sooner or later, one way or another, they get paid. You might focus on the more positive things, like, I love my life. That's one of Tony Robbins' favorite affirmations. I love my life. You know what? Even if you don't, if you keep saying that, you're going to wake up one day and think, I do love my life. I hear people say, oh, I can't stand my in-laws, and, oh, this and that's a mess. You know what? Change, if you want to change your life, then change your story and stop telling that story. If you don't want it, you don't want it to be that world without, then change the story. Whatever it is that you want it to be, tell the story the way you want it to be true. You can write incantations and affirmations on paper, tack them around the house. You know, if you were going to go on a road trip, then wouldn't you follow the signs to guide your thinking so you know where to go to get down the road to get to the place that to your destination? Well, you can do the same thing in your own personal life at home. Just write your incantations or affirmations or whatever you want to call them and put them on like just a sheet of notebook paper and tack them all around the house like road signs, guiding you, guiding your mind to get you where it is you want to go. You know, if you've gone through or in a bad relationship, then turn it into something very positive and say, if you're, example, if you're a woman, say, a really, truly wonderful man comes into my life now that loves me as much as I love him. A really, truly wonderful man. Or just the opposite for a man. Or whatever you're looking for. But instead of focusing on that person that stomped all over your heart and made you cry and broke your heart and they keep walking out on you or upsetting you so much, then instead of sitting around and crying, boo-hoo, and saying to God, make him come back, you know, maybe those prayers are not being answered because maybe that's not the right person for you. And maybe you should just focus on a really good person to come into your life that you want to be with, that you should be with, that makes you really happy, is compatible, instead of, oh, I know that person, we've had our problems, but I want him back. So, you know, you can put some affirmations on papers just around the house to more or less be like your road signs to get you down that road to reach the goals that you want to reach. If you're a landlord and you have a lot of rental properties, then you might have a sign that says, all my properties are rented with good renters, good paying renters that take good care of my property now. All my properties are rented. And, you know, if you keep seeing that often enough and you say it often enough and think it often enough, then you know what? Next thing you know, you're going to blink and all your properties are rented to good renters who pay for them and are paying their bills and taking good care of it. So whatever it is, whatever your needs, your desires, your goals, whatever it is, that's what you need to focus on and put on signs around the house to guide your thinking, to guide your mind, to change that thought process. So basically what you're doing is you're going to get rid of that bad habit of negative thinking. You're not going to give it any room. You just stop giving it any room or any place in that thought process any longer. Instead, start replacing the negative thinking with your positive thoughts and your positive affirmations and focus on your goals and your desires. If you want to improve your health, when you go to the bathroom in the morning, when you wake up, have a sign there that says, every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better and healthier and stronger, and you will get healthier. I promise you, Robin Byrne from The Secret has started a website. She is collecting testimonies of people who are doing such things as this and how it's changed their lives. And there's different categories. There's one on finances. There's one on relationships, there's one on health, and the only ones I've really looked at, I guess, probably and read the most about is the one on health. And here's an example. A young woman who has three children gets a call one day. She is in her late 30s. She gets a phone call that her father had suddenly died. They soon discovered that he had a degenerative heart disease, and that it was also hereditary, and she could possibly have the same thing. So they suggested, someone suggested that she be checked out and find out. She was extremely tired all the time, and she blamed it on having the three kids and working so hard, trying to keep up the house and the kids, and working part-time, and she just thought it was too much. She was exhausted all the time. Upon doing a physical, they discovered that her heart was so bad that she was put on a list for a donor so that she could receive a heart. She had just seen the movie called The Secret. And by the way, if you've not seen it, you really should see it. It's an excellent show. I think you may actually be able to get it online, The Secret. It's an excellent show. However, it doesn't go into detail on how to make it work. Some people can figure it out, and a lot of people fail at it, just because it doesn't give the details on how to get that thought process working, which is what I'm doing here. But the young woman with the three kids, she had just seen the movie The Secret, and so she realizes how powerful words are in her thought process. So she had had the x-rays and all the tests, and she's seen all the evidence and how bad her heart really is. And they proved to her that she could just literally die any day. So after seeing the movie called The Secret, she got up in the morning, she placed her hand over her heart, and she said, "I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart now." Now, whenever you speak and you're doing any kind of affirmation or incantation, always keep it in the present tense as if it's already a reality. So she said, "I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart." Well, she said it repeatedly, say for 5 to 15 minutes in the morning, and she did it again at night. And when she first said it, she felt really silly. She said it was stupid because she knew how bad her heart was, and she did not have a perfectly normal, healthy heart, but she decided to go ahead and do it anyway. After practicing this little ritual that she was doing for a couple of weeks, and it was just about 2 weeks, she didn't feel like it was silly anymore. Actually, she started feeling as if there was some truth in it, and she could actually feel sensations of changes actually taking place in her body. One thing that she did notice that she was not nearly as tired. She had a little more energy. She felt a little better. And so she kept it up. The next thing, they actually made an appointment. The heart specialist made an appointment for her to come in, and they wanted to do some experiments and some more tests, and she put them off. She put them off for 4 months, and she decided that it was make it or break it for herself at this point. So she just, that's all she did. She did her affirmations in the morning and night, sometimes the day, but she just kept saying, "I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart." That was her story, and that's what she kept telling everybody. She said, "I know I do." And after she practiced this for a while, within just a month or two, I don't remember the time exactly, but she soon really started to believe in it, and she started getting excited about it, and her vibration literally raised, and she was feeling excited every time she said it. And the more she said it, the better she started feeling. And when she went to her appointment 4 months later, when they finally got her in there and they wanted to run some more tests and see just what kind of heart she was going to have and would they need to get down details, her heart specialist said, "There's nothing wrong with your heart. And yet we have here," and he showed her all of the proof that they had how bad her heart was previously. So she wrote in, she was one of the stories that she sent in to Robin Byrne on her collection of stories from The Secret, and she said it did. It worked like a miracle. So are words powerful? Absolutely yes. That you have everything you need inside of you. That superconscious mind is the state-of-the-art pharmacy. Okay, I'll try not to get off any more tangents. The harmony in the world within means the ability to control your thoughts and determine for yourself how any experience is going to affect you. And as I'm a past mental health specialist, one of my favorite sayings is not what happens to us that's nearly as important as how we respond or react to what happens to us. It's not what happens to us that's nearly as important as how we treat what happens to us. Here's an example. I had a client some years ago. I had a little girl who had been sexually molested one time. In a few minutes in her life, she was sexually molested, and she grew up for years after that. Only in her mind, she had been sexually molested thousands and thousands, if not a million times, because she was reliving it in her mind over and over and over and over again. It was destroying her life. And by the time she was 14 years old, her mother had brought her to me and wanted to know if she could help. And she said, the way she acts, her behavior is as if it had just happened. And so I actually did hypnosis with her and worked with her and talked with her. And I just had her to let it go. The superconscious mind just started giving her healing. She let it go without pain, without emotion, and she started living her life. She went home that day and helped her mother fix supper and was singing and dancing around the kitchen. She said it's the first time she had actually seen her smile since she was just a very small child. So the superconscious mind, yes, can change many things. It can change your emotions. It can help you to let go of past emotions. And one thing I do in the hypnosis is I can, through the superconscious mind, using white light, we release blockages in the energy field or the electrical system, which can cause a lot of problems. And some people are what we call emotional pack rats. I mean, every emotion, it's usually all the negative ones, the negative emotions that they've experienced, they just hang on to those forever. So if there's any one little thing out there that just causes a reminder of that something that happened that caused that negative emotion, they associate it with it. And so there it first steps in their body again. And so then what happens? These people usually have poor health. So when you have a negative emotion, a very strong negative emotion, when you have that within you, it can be something as simple as just asking God to help you let it go without pain, without emotion, to let it go. So to let it go completely so that you're free of all that negative emotion. And by just asking, you may feel a peace come upon you. But you can just simply ask and you shall receive. Pray and you shall receive. It is really that simple. Okay. Harmony in the world within results in optimism and affluence. Affluence within results in affluence without. The world without reflects the circumstances and the conditions of the consciousness within. The world within is the practical world in which men and women of power generate courage and hope, enthusiasm, confidence, trust, and faith by which they're given the fine intelligence to see the vision and the practical skill to make the vision real. We're going to keep talking about that world within and getting control over that thought process that's going on. We're going to replace all that negative thoughts and feelings with positive thoughts and feelings. Comes when you bring in the positive thoughts, bring in the positive feelings, raise your vibration and get excited about it. Now, if you're really down and really depressed, you can stand there and say, every day and every way, I'm feeling better and better. Every day and every way, I'm getting happier and happier. Is that going to work? No, that's not going to work. You know why? Because you're not putting any emotion into it. If you're down and depressed, and when you least feel like it, when you just think, oh, no, it's just too much trouble, and you really don't feel like it, force yourself, pick yourself up, go into the bathroom, look into the mirror, in that reflection, which that reflection magnifies that energy field there, and say to yourself, every day and every way, I'm feeling better and better. Yes. And you know what? Say it again and again until you really do feel better. And it will only take, I'm not kidding, it will only take maybe a minute. You'll start feeling better, and you're thinking, hey, this is working. So say it until you feel really good. Wipe out that depression. Wipe out that down and out mood. And put yourself back on top of the world and say, I'm feeling happier and happier. Yes. And, you know, and get excited. Raise that vibration. Say it with meaning. Say it as if you mean it with all your heart. We're going to run out of time here, so I'm going to try getting as much as I possibly can here right until the very last minute. Oh, by the way, my contact information is, and I should have brought up the internet, my webpage, so that you could call in. I take questions. I will do that the next time. I will not run up this late, but if you, I would like to have your feedback. If you would like to contact me or email me, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That is thehypnosisqueen, that is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Okay, you're going to learn to replace that thought process with good, positive thoughts. And then what follows that is good emotions. Don't let people bring you down. If you have people that are bringing you down, then try to avoid these people for a while and stay away from them, and take inventory of the people that you spend time with. When you leave them, do you feel better or do you feel worse? And if you feel worse, does this person make you feel worse almost every time you're around there? When you're around them or talk to them on the phone, do they make you think that the world's a mess and that you should feel bad about yourself and everything around you? Avoid those people. Just be really busy. Try to avoid them for 30 days. Another thing that I'm going to suggest, I really strongly suggest, is that you put a rubber band on your wrist. Wear just a rubber band. And every time you say or think a negative thought or negative word, snap it. Because that will train you to break the bad habit of negative thoughts and negative words. I'd like for you to do that. The first time I ever did that, about 2 weeks later, I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. My wrist was so sore. But you know what? It did. It broke my negative habit of thinking. I got to where I didn't think anything negative. I found humor in everything, even if somebody said something bad or was negative. And even then, I was working as a mental health specialist, and even then, I could find that silver lining around that cloud. And that's how you should really live. We're running out of time. And so I'm going to have to get off of here. I'm asking that you do put on a rubber band. We will pick up from here next week, next Thursday, at the same time. I thank everyone for joining me here today. And please give me your feedback. I'm very interested in any feedback that you have. I will give you, I have about another minute maybe or two. Here's some of T. Harv Eker's famous quotations from Millionaire Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. This is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. He says, rich people believe I create my life. Poor people believe life happens to me. Rich people play the money game to win, and poor people play the money game not to lose. Rich people are committed to being rich. Poor people want to be rich. Rich people think big, and poor people think small. Rich people focus on opportunities. Poor people focus on obstacles. Rich people associate with positive and successful people. Rich people associate with positive and successful people. Poor people associate with negative or unsuccessful people. Do you know that the five people that you spend the most time with, take the five people that you spend the most time with, and you are an average of those five people. Rich people have their money work hard for them, and poor people work hard for their money. Rich people act in spite of fear. Poor people let fear stop them. Rich people constantly learn and grow. And poor people think they already know. Okay, I do have 1 minute left. So I've got time. Here's something that, this is one of my favorites. This is a poster that I've had hanging around me for the last 20 or 30 years. I have no idea where it comes from, but I've had it forever. Attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than talent. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than facts, than appearance, than successes, than failures, than what other people think or say or do. Attitude, it will make or break a nation, an individual, or a team. The remarkable thing is, we have a choice every day regarding the attitude that we embrace for that day. We cannot change our past, and we cannot change the fact that people will act a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing that we can do is play on the one string that we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with us. We are in charge of our attitude.